In the name of our God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen. So the reason the gospel passage in the bulletin is different than the one that I'm preaching on is because God doesn't follow the schedule of the parish office. God said to me on Friday, after the bulletins were printed, I'm going to give you something to preach about, and it's going to be on the optional reading, which is what you heard today. So if you look at the slide, I've got a lot of slides today. Did you ever study ethics in school? How many of you studied ethics? When I was at Harvard Divinity from 95 to 99, when I first got there, there was no ethics taught at Harvard Law School. There were no ethics taught at Harvard Business School. That's the Divinity. Those are the good people. They do ethics. But now they have ethics courses. The medical school did. I thought that was fascinating. So the next slide shows where I worked from 99 to 02, Palmer Trinity School, Episcopal School in Miami, Florida. And I taught ethics to 8th graders. Can you imagine doing that? And 11th and 12th graders, ethics, case studies. And we had interns from the University of Miami Law School who were there to learn about ethics. I think they were in their second or their third year. So I want to share with you a little bit about three ethics schools of thought, and you'll see why. The first one is absolutism, which is basically black and white. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not murder. That's pretty black and white, right? Situational ethics, thou shalt not steal. Well, that's normally the case, but what if you are, you know, very poor and you have to decide between medicine and food to help your mother and stuff? So those types of things might be looked at with a little gray as opposed to black and white. It depends on the situation. The third one I'm going to talk about today, utilitarianism, and that's defined in the next page. It's a part of consequentialism, which is the general doctrine in ethics that actions should be evaluated on the basis of their consequences. Actions, that makes sense, right? Actions should be evaluated on the basis of the consequences. Next slide. Therefore, the consequences of an action determines if the action is right or wrong. And if it is wrong, then it is deemed to be unethical. Does that make sense? If it's right or wrong, if it's wrong, it's deemed to be unethical. The next slide. Utilitarianism does not agree with the concept of the majority position rules. If those in the minority experience pain or unhappiness. So those in the majority have the moral responsibility not to inflict pain or unhappiness on those, if there's an argument, who are in the minority position. So next one, therefore, utilitarianism ethics always looks out for the views of the minority. This is the ethical thing to do. How many of you remember utilitarianism ethics when you were in school? So next, if a decision is made, by the way, when we're in seminary, we have general ordination exams on 7 areas of study and half a day written exam and all that, and one of them is on ethics. So if a decision is made wherein the consequences of the action hurts or causes pain for someone in the minority, again, is considered unethical. Next slide. So Jesus followed utilitarianism ethics and ask us to do the same. Most of us know this in our own lives, but how? This is a good reminder. How do we practice this form of ethics? We can pray, the next slide, for and help the hurting, the hungry, the sick, the least, the lost, the weak, the orphan, the widow, children, the unborn, the blind, lame, and paralyzed, which is from today's reading. Next slide. The sick man answered him, Sir, I have no one to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up. And while I'm making my way, someone else steps down ahead of me. I want you to focus on that yellow thing. Someone else steps down ahead of me. The next slide. For 38 years, this man has been trying to get in the pool to be healed. Someone steps down ahead of me. So if you were there in the crowd, what would you do? You know that great TV show on ABC, What Would You Do? Anybody ever see that show? I used to show that every Monday at the chapel where I worked as chaplain at Parish Episcopal School in Dallas, Texas. We had Moral Mondays, and I showed a clip in chapel. We had daily chapel. I showed a clip of a particular case study that show talks about, and all the kids, because, you know, Monday morning coming off the weekend, the kid, you know, blah, blah, blah. But they loved that Moral Mondays at 9:30 every Monday morning. So what would you do? Would you say to someone else, can you wait a minute while this man comes down to the pool? Would you focus on your own healing before others? Would you carry the man or let him lean on you to get into the pool? These are all ethical questions. And I know this is an extreme example because we don't have the magical pool that appears, but we have this in everyday life in a much smaller way. To be inclusive the way Jesus was, to always look out for the least, the lost, those who are hurting, those who may be in the minority in whatever the case is in their life. So the next slide is pretty clear in black and white. I'm going to read it. At the end of the day, I'd rather be excluded for who I include than be included for who I exclude. I'd rather be excluded for who I include, all those people I mentioned, than be included for who I exclude. So as we hear about Congress going through their bill and the policies and so forth this recent day or so, I think it bears us to be reminded, the next slide, that a Christian nation does certain things. It feeds the poor. It houses the homeless. It freely educates the masses. It heals the sick, the vulnerable. It provides livable wages. And it helps all people to work together for the greater good of all creatures on planet Earth. I was very heartened to hear a Republican senator from Missouri, Josh Hartley, say, "Don't cut Medicaid. That's the safety net that helps the poor, the least, the lost, those who are hurting." Now, there is waste and abuse, so those people need to be merited out. But there are a lot of people who need that. Do not throw the baby out with the bathwater. That's what Jesus would say. You may disagree. That's okay. We can have lunch or tea or coffee and talk about it. But that is a moral responsibility, my friends. Moral. And finally, what Jesus never said, feed the hungry only if they have papers. Clothe the naked only if they're from your country. Welcome the stranger only if there's zero risk. Help the poor only if it's convenient. Love your neighbor only if they look like you. The next slide, the final slide. So for 38 years, someone else steps down in front of me. What would you do? Or if you were a senator or congressperson, how would you vote on the policies that Jesus tells us to help the least, the lost, those who are hurting? It is right in the Bible. It is right there, my friends. And may God give us the grace to always remember that. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.